Praise the Lord. Message number 151. The title of the message is God's Presence in Our Lives, Part 3. We are discussing the two previous parts of this message about God's presence and about the Ark of God, the Ark of the Testimony. And we had mentioned that inside the Ark of the Testimony there are three things. This is mentioned in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 4. This Ark contained the gold jar of manna, Aaron's staff that have budded, and the stone tablets of the covenant. We had discussed the stone tablets of the covenants, and we had discussed also the staff of Aaron that had budded, and in this message we will discuss the gold jar of manna. Before we proceed to Exodus chapter 16, let us pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you for this time. Anoint this time, anoint the lips of your servant, put verses and a statement that comes from you to encourage your people, to direct them in the truth, to help them, to help each and everyone who listen in keeping God's presence in his life or her life. Lord, even as a church, we seek you, we want your presence. Don't send us if your presence will not go, Lord, before us. Oh God, I pray that you arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow, and make it reach those people who are waiting to hear, Lord, your word. I pray that this message will bring you the fruit that you desire, 30, 60, and even 100. And whatever the purpose of sending it, it shall accomplish in Christ's name. Amen. Book of Exodus chapter 16, you read it from verse 1 and you will explain little by little. We will read the whole chapter from verse 1 to verse 36. While we are reading, we will explain. We may use other verses from other places of the Bible. The whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. Verse 2, in the desert the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. They complained against them. Verse 3, the Israelites said to them, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted, but you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. God allow that there will be no food for them, so they will know and they will understand the importance of God's presence in their life. In part of the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 5, where Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. We need to pray to the Lord to give us our daily bread. Even we have power, authority, even we have money, but even with money and treasure, we may not be able to buy. There may be no food available around us, and we need to ask God. We need to pray to the Lord. We cannot trust our resources and our talents and our money and our hard work, but we need to trust God. He will give us our daily bread. And that's what he did to them. He brought them into the desert. There will be no food. In order to test them and to humble them, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3, the word of God say he humbled you, causing you to humble, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And that's what Jesus quote in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, it's written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Let's read verse 4, Exodus 16, 4. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. And this way I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. Here the Lord say, I will provide for them, but they need to go out, each and every one, the people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. The Lord will send, but we need to do our part. The Lord, he wants us to work for our daily bread and daily provision. The person who does not work, he will not eat. Even the infant, he work, he suck the milk from the breast. If we will not work, then we will not eat. And the Lord say, in this way I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. Why the Lord will test? God will give us our needs. God will give each and every person his needs so that he can live for life and he can spend for godliness. When the Lord causes us to be in need, that pushes us to cry out to God, give us this day our daily bread, and this is our prayer, we need to pray daily for that. Lord, give us our need, give our family the needs, give me my needs. And when the Lord will give the needs, and the Lord, when the Lord will satisfy you with what you need, then he expects from you to do what is required of you to do for the Lord. And also God expects from you to spend what he give you, to live a godly life, and your family and your children for the Lord. Verse 5, on the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days. God taught Moses that on the sixth day, that they will gather twice or double the amount. And we know later on we discuss, because on the seventh day is day of rest and no manna for them available. So they need to prepare one day before that. Verse 6, so Moses and Aaron say to all the Israelites, in the evening you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt. Verse 7, and in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us? Moses also said, you will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord. Now here the Lord will give them two things, meat, and he will give them bread. The bread is what they need, the meat is what they want. That is their grumbling. And we know that in the book of Numbers, book of Numbers in chapter 11, the Lord give them what they want. They force the Lord. They force Moses. They sit on the head of Moses. They sit on the head of God. They want to do what they want. Finally, God gave them. But let us read Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11 and verse 32 to verse 34. We say all that day and night and all the next day, the people went out and gathered quail. No one gathered less than 10 homers. Then they spread them out all around the camp. But while the meat was still between their teeth and before it could be consumed, the anger of the Lord burned against the people, and he struck them with a severe plague. Therefore, the place was named Kibroth Hattaava, because there were buried the people who had craved other food. So here what we learn, that if we grumble against God and we push our ways on him, he may give us, but finally we will carry the consequences of our wrongdoing and our want. We will be finally disciplined by the Lord. There's a need and there's a want. For them, the bread was their need. The meat was their want. We know that we need a basic things for our food. We need to eat bread or rice, that is carbohydrate. We need to eat vegetable and vitamins, and we need to eat some meat, a balanced diet. And that's what we need to give to our children. The children, they will want other, they will ask other things. Chips, Pepsis, juices, sweets, all this will affect their teeth, will affect their appetites, and will affect their growth. But their basic need is rice, vegetable, and meat. The basic need of the people of God when they were in the desert was the manna. But they grumble against their Lord, they want meat. We know that the meat also, those who eat too much meat, they have gout. They have heart disease because of the fat. They have high cholesterol, they have hypertension. We may want to eat different kind of food, but we must think about what we need, because food affect our health, affect our pockets. It can spoil our children. It can spoil the people that we are in contact with. So what the Lord give them? The Lord give them the manna. The manna is what they need. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9 and verse 15, in their hunger you gave them bread from heaven, and in their thirst you brought them water from the rock. You taught them to go in and take possession of the land you had sworn with uplifted hand to give them. And what you see here, that the Lord gave them manna, the bread, and the water. This is their basic things at that time. He gave them also meat, but that's their want. That is the fruit of their grumbling, and they get choke. But their basic needs, he gave them the bread. In Psalm 104, and verse 104 And verse 15, say, wine that gladdens the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread that sustains his heart. So bread sustains the heart, and that is the nutrition that the people of God, they were really in need. We must know what to ask God. Give us this day our daily bread is to give us our needs, not only from bread, but what we need from the Word of God, what we need to pray, what we need to speak, what we need to do, what we need to avoid, what we need to achieve on that day. In Proverbs chapter 30, there's a prayer, the saying of Agur, son of Jacket, an oracle. This man declared to Ethiel and to Akal. And we will read what he declared to them in verse 8, verse 7 and verse 8. Let's read. Book of Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7 and 8. Two things I ask of you, O Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. What he asks? What are these two things that he asks? Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Give me, Lord, my need. What I need, Lord, give me. In Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 27, the saying of the noble wife, the wife with a noble character, what to say about her, the Word of God. She watches in verse 27, she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She works for her bread. The wife should be working in a good way inside the house, care for the husband, care for the children, watch over the affairs of her household, what is going on. She will eat. The man should go and collect and do the work and bring money. She should not eat the bread of idleness. She should work hard even inside the house. That's what the Lord say in Exodus. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. God will give, but we need to work for it. We'll continue. In verse 9, book of Exodus 16, verse 9. Then Moses told Aaron, said to the entire Israelite community, come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling. While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God. That evening, quail came and covered the camp, as we have read in Book of Numbers chapter 11. And in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert. Verse 15, when the Israelites saw it, they say to each other, what is it? For they did not know what it was. The meaning of what is it? In Hebrew they call it manna. The meaning, what is this? What is it? They did not realize and recognize that is the bread that the Lord had sent them from heaven. Moses said to them, it is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. Sometimes we pray and we are in need. God send us our need and we are not recognizing that that is the answer for our prayer. We say, what is it? That is what you need and God had given you. Verse 16, this is what the Lord has commanded. Each one is to gather as much as he needs. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent. Tell them you go and gather as much as you need. And he give also to them a measure. One omer for each person. If you have five people in the tent, you have to collect 10 omer. One omer is 2 liters. Take an omer. If you have 5 person, you will collect 5 omer, and this equal to 10 liters. So there is a guard and there is a quality control against greed. Everyone collect 3 or 4 liters. That is not allowed. When you sit down and eat, you need to have a quality control. The type and also the quantity. The prices you should observe also. How much you are spending on food. Also, it have to be within your budget. And should not be a gluttony and spend much on unnecessary things and foods that are expensive, that you don't need it, and it have no vitamins or have nutritional value to you. Verse 17, the Israelites did as they were taught. Some gathered much, some little. And when they measure it by the omer, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little. Each one gathered as much he needed. That is also a measure against greed. Some people, they work hard, they go more overtime, they collect more money, and some people, they are considerate, they don't exhaust themselves too much, but at the end of the day or at the end of certain period of work or at the end of life, those who gather much, they are not having much, and those who gather little, they don't have little. The point here, we need to be satisfied with God's presence. God's presence is what we need, not to collect more, but to do and go out by faith every day and do the work. What we need to do. God will give us our food. We should not aim to collect more. We cannot manage our life by our own strength. We manage our life with the presence of the Lord. What we need to do, we need to work hard so that God's presence will be always with us, with our families, and with our children. Verse 19 and verse 20. Then Moses said to them, no one is to keep any of it until morning. However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it until morning, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. What we learn from that? We learn that we need to trust God for tomorrow provision. Sometimes we are worried how we will live tomorrow. How about tomorrow? How about tomorrow? I'm not going to work. Who will feed me? Who will give me food? We need to trust God and we need to do our part. The second point of this, what we learn from this, that he does not want anyone to keep something for tomorrow. God does not mean that he does not want us to save. God wants us to save and budget, but what he wants from us, that we should not rely on what we receive to nullify and to replace the presence of God in our life. Even we save, we keep some food, we store food, and the Bible teaches us to store, to keep, not to waste, to gather. And the Bible also teaches us that we need to trust God, that through His presence in our life, we can eat our daily bread. So, what we save should not replace or nullify the importance of God's presence in our lives. That's why the Lord said to Moses that that no one is to keep any of it until morning. It means that in the morning I'm also there, and I'll be the one to give them. They should not think that the Lord is not there in their life, so they will keep the food, so they are afraid maybe that God is not faithful and He will not provide for us. No, God is faithful and He will provide for us also. Verse 21. Each morning everyone gathered as much as he needed, and when the sun grew hot, it melted away. So what we learn from this, that God was sending it early morning, and they need to go morning. They cannot sleep late and wake up late, because when the sun will grow hot, it will become melt and disappear. What we learn from that? We learn from that that we should not be lazy and waking up late. Sleeping late and waking up late, that is not the thing that God wants us. God wants us to wake up early, to wake up morning and do the work, so that we can eat our daily bread, so that we can receive what the Lord had provided for us. In verse 14, Exodus chapter 16, verse 14, when the dew was gone, then flakes like frost on the ground appear on the desert floor. The manna, when God was sending it, was the people, where they will find it? They will find it on the ground. And some people they don't like to eat things that had fallen on the ground, but the manna was falling on the ground. Is in direct contact for the soil. Why it is not covered by cellophane or paper? Why God is doing like that? You know, the purpose of God on sending it on the ground, we read it in Book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. He say He caused you to hunger, then He feed you with manna to humble you, to humble the people, to break their pride. God presence will be in our life when our pride is broken, when we humble ourselves and accept to be humiliated, wake up early and pick from the ground. This is God discipline for us. In the book of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 17 to verse 19, when Adam sinned, the Lord pronounced this judgment on him. Verse 17 to 19, I will read. To Adam He said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the fields. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. So here God intentionally allowed the manna to fall on the ground, and it will be available only morning, early morning, and people, they need to go out and gather. How they will gather? What they will use? Stick or no, they will use their hand. They need to kneel down or they need to stoop forward. The most important is, as we know, that man walk on his 2 feet, he need to bow down in order to collect his daily bread. And that God intentionally allow that to break the pride of man. Everyone should work, even the children in the family. Our children, they have a pride, and the pride will be broken when they will eat the manna and when they will collect it. They need to work in the house, washing dishes, arranging the plates, wiping the table, sweeping the ground. They need to do their active part in the house. And we need to give them what they need, not what they want, because what they need, it will bring humility in their life. If we give them what they want, they will keep grumbling and they will have pride. Exodus chapter 16 verse 22 will continue. On the 6 days they gathered was as much 2 omers for each person. And the leaders of the community came and reported this to Moses. He said to them, This is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow is to be a day of rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. So bake what you want to bake, and boil what you want to boil. Save whatever is left and keep it until morning. So they save it until morning, verse 24, as Moses commanded, and it did not stink to get maggots in it. So here, that is the command of God, that on the 6th day you collect double, God will send you double of your income. So the 7th day you will rest for the Lord. And it did not stink. Verse 25, eat it today, Moses said, because today is a Sabbath to the Lord. You will not find any of it on the ground this day. 6 days, verse 26, you are to gather it, but on the 7th day, the Sabbath, there will not be any. Here the discipline of the Lord, that 6 days you work, on the 7th day it will be a day of rest for you, for your family, for your household, and you will have a good time with the family, and also the day that we come as a church to worship the Lord, that we will worship the Lord together. God ordained the Sabbath, the 7th day, and he called it holy, and he blessed it. There is a blessing to those who observe the Sabbath, where they work 6 days, and on the 7th day they will rest. They will not do any work, and they will come to worship the Lord with the church, God had ordained a blessing to them. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2 and verse 2 and 3, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. God rested, and he wants us to follow his example. He wants us to rely on his presence, that he will provide our daily bread. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. So we need to abide. You need to abide with God's word. Keep the Sabbath holy. Keep the day of worship, because that is ordained from the Lord. God is the one who manages your whole week when you trust him and you obey him. Verse 27, nevertheless, some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather it, but they found none. They went out on the seventh day to find food, to find work, to find part-time, but they did not find any. Some people, they will not come to church. They will say, oh, we are looking for a job. God will not give you a job if you are disobedient to him. God will feed you when you trust him and obey him and abide with his will. Amen. Then the Lord said to Moses, verse 28, how long will you refuse to keep my commands and my instruction? In verse 27, he says, some of the people went out for journey, went out with a friend, and they forget the day of the Lord, and they forget the family, and they forget to rest, and they forget to keep their family and household at rest. Verse 29, bear in mind that the Lord has given you the Sabbath. That is why on the sixth day he gives you bread for 2 days. Everyone is to stay where he is on the seventh day. No one is to go out. So the Lord people rested on the seventh day. That's why this system, God had already given us the food for our day of rest. Why you are troubling yourself? Verse 31, the people of Israel called the bread manna. It was white like coriander seed and tasted like wafers made with honey. So very beautiful, very tasty, very healthy also. And that is when the Lord give us our need. And the Lord, with our needs, when he give us our need, he give us our rest. You need to program your week according to God's word and commands. Every one of us, we want to live a peaceful and restful life. Jesus say, come to me, all of you, weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We will have rest only in the presence of God. Sin in your life, doing your own, pursuing your own plan and agenda, that will bring troubles and lack of peace and lack of rest in your life. In the book of Hebrews chapter 4, he is comparing the Sabbath rest for the people of God. Joshua, he took the people of God into the promised land, but Jesus gave us the rest. Let us read from verse 1 to verse 11. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the gospel preached to us, just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard did not combine it with faith. Verse 3, Now we who have believed Enter that race, just as God has said. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet his work has been finished since the creation of the world. Verse 4, for somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, and on the seventh day God rested from all his work. And again in the passage above he says, they shall never enter my rest. Why they will not enter his rest? Because they are disobedient. They do their own. They don't listen to God. In verse 6, Hebrews 4, 6, it still remains that some will enter that rest, and those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. They hear the gospel, 6 days you work, 7 days you rest, give it to God. They disobey. Because of their disobedience, they will not enter the rest. Disobedience take peace and rest from your life. Verse 7, therefore God again set a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later spoke through David, as was said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. If you hear his voice, the voice of God through this message, do not harden your heart. Humble down and do what God wants you to do. Verse 8, for if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remained then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. So here we understand that to keep God's presence, we need to be obedient, do what he asks, no more, no less. 6 days you work, 7 days you rest. Enter into God's rest, enter into Jesus' rest, repent of your sins, renounce of them all, so that God's presence will be there in your life. Exodus chapter 16, verse 32. Moses said, this is what the Lord said, this is what the Lord has commanded. Take an omer of manna and keep it for the generation to come, so they can see the bread I give you to eat in the desert when I brought you out of Egypt. So Moses said to Aaron, take a jar and put an omer of manna in it, then place it before the Lord to be kept for the generation to come. As the Lord commanded Moses, Aaron put the manna in the front of the testimony, that it might be kept. The Israelites ate manna 40 years, until they came to a land that was settled. They ate manna until they reached the border of Canaan. And Omar is 1/10 of an ephah. So the Lord told Moses to keep a jar of manna, and finally to find its place in the Ark of the Testimony, so the people will know that they need God's presence. That is important to eat their food, to receive their provision, to be satisfied and content with what they need and had received from God, to appreciate God's presence, the source of provision for the stomach needs, the emotional needs, for the body needs, for the health, for the spiritual needs, and that to remind them that they cannot and they will not be able to manage without God's presence in their life. Finally, when they enter the promised land, according to Joshua chapter 5 and verse 12, the manna stopped the day after they ate this food from the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites, but that year they ate of the produce of Canaan. The manna stopped, but the symbolic meaning and the teaching was kept in the Ark of the Covenant, so the people, they will be reminded that their daily life, it is impossible without God's presence in their lives. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for everything you give us and you provide us. Thank you for your word that give us and satisfy us with what we need. Lord, let the message bring healing and rest and peace in the life of your church and the life of your people. Help us to trust you that when you give us, you are giving us the best. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. I pray for satisfaction in the life of your people, that they will not look right or left, but they will look, oh God, the things that you give them, that is what they need, and that will bring joy and peace and satisfaction in their life. Bless your people who listen, and bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name. Amen and Amen.